welcome.
Oh, come on in to another wondrous evening of Tommy's Holiday Camp. This is your host, Arnaldo, coming to you from wet downtown Occidental. The Hanukkah lights are shining, and I hope everyone's fine out there and driving very, very, very carefully. It is wet, and be careful of falling trees and all those type of things. So take care and sit back and enjoy my show. I hope you're going to really enjoy it. There's some fun things coming up. And thank you very much, Miss Laura. And for Mr. Stephen, thank you. And do you have a stage name? Miss G. Okay. It's in the studio. And yay. And thank you, Miss Laura, for a wonderful, wonderful show. And next week, I'll be subbing, actually, for Miss Laura, and it should be quite an interesting show for you all. So, but this week, it's even incredibly more interesting right now, this moment. Within a few moments, I hope, Gabby Lala will be calling me, Petaluma's own, Sonoma County's own. Gabby Lala. She's appearing, going to be gigging at the Oddfellas Hall tonight in Sebastopol. So I hope you go after my show and go listen to her. She is a unique talent, so hopefully she'll be calling soon. I'll play the first track off of her most recent CD. A new one is coming up. We'll talk to that about that, and it's Be Careful What You Wish For, because it might come true.
Be careful what you wish for, because it might come true.
Yes, nobody else but Gabby Lala. Can you believe that? She is so incredible. I just love her creativity. And so I hope she'll be calling soon. Meanwhile, I'm going to be playing a few tunes here I've picked up. Well, folks, sorry to to get in the way of Punky Christmas, but we have on the very air itself is Gabby there.
Hi.
Hey, Gabby.
Hey, everyone.
All right, this is Gabby Lala, Sonoma County's own Gabby Lala.
Yes.
Now, you're from Petaluma.
I am from Petaluma, and I'm driving from Petaluma right now to the show.
That's right. You're appearing tonight in Old Seb Town in Sebastopol.
Very true. And I'll be at the Odd Fellows Hall.
And what time are you going to start?
About 8 o'clock.
Okay, so some people won't be able to hear the rest of my show, but I don't mind. You know, Gabby, for me, it was creative love at first sight when I saw you at the Cotati Accordion Festival.
Oh, thank you.
You were just, you know, just your talent was just, it knocked me out.
Wow, thank you so much. That was my first time playing at the Cotati Accordion Festival, and it was, I hope that I get to go every year from now on.
Oh, it's a wonderful event. It truly is. And I mean, you do a lot of gigs around, which is wonderful. You went to New York. Are you going to New York?
Yeah, I just got back from New York, and I did a show with my new duo. It's kind of an electro pop thing. It's called The Cloud in the Cloud.
The Cloud in the Cloud?
Yeah, we played in Brooklyn, and then I played with Mississippi Cup, which is a kids rock band that I'm part of now. And we played in Irving Plaza and then in Albany. And it was just a great string of shows. Fun to get out there in those chilly East Coast.
Oh, yes. It was very chilly back there.
Yeah.
Well, now tell me, you know, what you do is very creative, very quirky. Where did that come from? How did you develop what you do?
How did I develop my sound? I draw from all the things I do every day, whether it's walking my dog or baking a cake or going over to my friend's house to play some music. You know, I just use those everyday situations and I put it right into the song, and it always comes out in a silly way, and I'm just glad that people are appreciating it.
Well, that's the fun thing about it. You have a very unusual, I mean, it really can appeal to, like, from one-year-olds up to, you know, 100-year-olds. It seems really, there's so much in it that it's rich at every level.
Thank you so much. I'm very proud of that, actually, that span of ages is important to me, and that it can, you know, the same lyrics, like when I sing Walkie, Walkie, Walkie.
Right.
That's fun, whether it's a little kid or a grandma, they can say, you know, brush your teeth. Everyone has fun with it, and we can connect on that level.
Exactly. So what did you listen to growing up?
Growing up, I love Cyndi Lauper. She's like my favorite all time.
Ah.
And I used to listen to Free to Be You and Me.
So who was that? I didn't quite hear.
Oh, Free to Be You and Me. It's like a kid's record with Marlo Thomas.
Oh, okay.
But recently, my favorite is Imogen Heap. Like, her new album is so awesome.
Imogen
Heap.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to listen to her.
Okay, I'll have to check her out.
Yeah, really cool.
And so do you perform, you know, do you go, so, excuse me, perform specifically for, do you do young kid performances, or you really just don't worry about that? You just go and perform for anybody who's there, or do you make it specific?
I like to do all different types of performances. So, for example, tonight, when I play at Odd Fellows Hall, I'm going to be doing an instrumental set, and we're planning on doing one piece improvised for half an hour.
Mm.
And it's going to be my drummer, Zach Morris, and he's going to do live MPC beats and electronic stuff while I do guitar through effects.
Mm.
And that's for, I think it's all ages. I'm not really sure, but sometimes I'll do shows at bars that are 21 and over, or I'm now playing with the Sippy Cups, and that's for an average age of 5 years old. So it's really a blessing to be able to play for so many different audiences. And everyone should also know that I'm playing next weekend, Saturday,
at
Phoenix in Petaluma.
Oh, the Phoenix, yes, indeed.
Yeah. So that's for all ages, teenagers, kids, adults.
Oh, excellent. Now, you mentioned, I know you are a multi-instrumentalist. Tell everyone, you know, the type of, the range of instruments you play.
Okay. Well, my main instrument is the sitar from India. And I also play the ukulele, the accordion, as you know.
Right.
And theremin, and I sing, and I write all my songs. I only once in a while do covers, only for special occasions.
And what may they be?
well, I did, you know, after Michael Jackson passed, I did Another Part of Me.
Oh.
That was really great, so I think I'm going to keep adding that to my repertoire.
Oh, nice. Well, you do the Roy Orbison song, don't you?
I do, occasionally.
And a lovely In Dreams, isn't it, I think?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's lovely. And yeah, you've done your album, let's see, it's about 2 or 3 years ago. Is what's coming up? Are you going to be giving... I need a new one, please.
Oh, thank you. Well, I have finished another album, which is... released on Snapdragon Records in 2010. So I'm just working on the album artwork right now, and it's music that I created on my Nintendo DS with the chord synthesizer program, and then I put vocal harmonies and guitar and ukulele over those electronic pieces. And it's something I'm really proud of because I did it all by myself. And it's very different from the last album. So you can look forward to hearing something new in 2010.
Oh, that sounds really exciting.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, not doing, you know, the same, again, that's that creative thing, you know, not keeping everyone on their toes.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm hoping that I can get a live album recorded in the next year as well, because I have... so many new songs that I perform with my band, and none of them have been recorded yet. So we'll try to do a live release as well.
Oh, definitely. You're definitely fabulous live. It's a great show you put on.
Thanks.
Am I biased or what? I don't know. Now, you should tell everyone your website, because I know you have wonderful things to sippy cups and sunglasses, and you have Gabby Lala, great Gabby Lala stuff.
I do, and I do all my artwork myself, too, so it's like everything I like to put my little spin on, and you can find everything, including merchandise and all my artwork and photos and the message boards at my website, which is gabbylala.com.
Excellent. Everyone hear that and have written it down? Good.
Gabbylala.com.
It's pretty easy. Now, one thing, when I've been to, you know, a few of your concerts now, and quite often it's a family affair for you. Your mum's there, your sister. Yeah. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's really great. My whole family supports me and comes out to my shows, helps me with the... Usually my sister is selling merch and my mom's holding the mailing list. So tonight I have the ukulele
who's
going to be there
with me. The ukulele? Yes, she's my newest BFF, and we have a band called Kitten Tenders. We'll
be performing next weekend at the Phoenix as well.
Oh, okay. So that's two different types of sets you're
going to
do at the Phoenix?
Well, here's a seamless set, which we start with Kitten Tenders, and Josh and Zach are going to back us up, and then we'll just go right into Gabby Lala set after that.
Ooh, that's so much fun, being able to change every gig. You're just sort of just changing. You're not stuck in the old tour routine of, well, that's what the fans want to hear, so that's what I got to play type of thing.
No, that's like my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
I just want to keep evolving and growing as a musician and artist, so I think that's exciting for everyone else too. You never have the same show twice, and there'll always be new people appearing and bringing new, fun, exciting stories and songs to the table.
Well, exactly. What do you see? Do you see yourself going into like film or stage or musicals or rocket science? what do you see?
I would love to have my own television show, which I have been working on. It's in the editing stages right now. And I'd love to be animated. I'd love to create crazy costumes for everyone to wear. And who knows where else to go. Maybe cake decorating, knitting patterns, hopscotch directions.
All right.
We'll see. You never know what will happen at a Gabby Lala show.
Well, that's it. That's the great thing. That's what I love about creativity. You don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, for me, I just feed off of that. That is wonderful. And so thanks so much for giving us that. And I know you're really very early in your career arc yet. And I, you know, I think the world should appreciate you because you are fabulous.
So much. I will definitely keep you guys posted on everything that's happening with me, and I hope that you will connect with me through my website, join my mailing list, send me emails, and we should all stay connected.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Only good things will happen if you stay connected to Gabby Lala.
True.
Well, yeah, feel free to call in next week as well if you like.
I will, definitely. It's been great chatting with you.
Indeed, and have a great gig tonight. It really does. I'm sorry I'm missing it, but I'll try and get the Phoenix one.
All right, cool. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, Gabby.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.